We felt last year that Roger Ebert's body of work was equal to the bodies of work of the previous recipients, and we voted to make him the sixth recipient of the Illinois Prize. This was about a year ago this time. We plan to make an announcement about the prize at Ebert Fest 2013, and we would have a ceremony, an award ceremony, in the fall of 2013. Of course, Roger died just days before the film festival started. That changed our plans, but it didn't change our intention. We voted again, and it was still unanimous that this should go to Roger posthumously, and we think that that's still recognizing somebody who's done exceptional work over the years, and we're honored that and proud that Chaz Ebert agreed to this, because it means a lot. He's an alumnus of the university. He was in the Department of Journalism, and he grew up here. We think it's fitting that somebody with his career received the Illinois Prize.
Most people recognize about Roger Ebert is that as a film critic, but he had no intention of becoming a film critic during his days at Urbana High School or Daily Illini. And starting out at the Sun-Times, and I would think this might shed some more light on the journalist he was before those times.
Well, certainly his career was not just at the Sun-Times. If you've read Life Itself, you know what his youth was like. You know about his career at the Daily Illini. You know he started out doing work for the News Gazette. And I think one of the things that's really important to remember is that, yes, he was a film critic and maybe one of the most beloved and respected film critics ever. He was a thinker, and he was a storyteller. And when you read his reviews, when you listen to him on the TV series talk about movies, you realize that this is not just thumbs up or thumbs down. This is a man who can tell a story, can engage his audience, readers or viewers, in a compelling way and give them insights into an art form that he loved dearly.
Let's talk about the ceremony itself. I mean, this will be something eventually we'll be able to see online. And
correct.
Obviously Chaz is going to receive it, but who else might we expect at the ceremony?
We have three speakers. Thea Flom, who was, the producer of Siskel and Ebert. She was the one who basically had the idea of creating this form of movie criticism, TV movie criticism. I think did that for 35 years. Milo Štelić is a co-founder and director of Chicago's Facets Multimedia, which is a art film exhibition and distribution center. John Barron, who was the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Sun-Times, will also be speaking. And, of course, Chaz will be there. The presentation of the award will be made by Chancellor Phyllis Wise.
Even though you haven't seen the film Life Itself, there's been an outpouring. We're not far from the one-year anniversary of his death. But it's nice that there's so many accolades and things coming forward, and a lot more people with this film, with his memoir published not long ago, learning a lot more about not just a film critic, but the man he was.
That's true. I came here from Virginia, so I knew Roger Ebert through Ebert and Siskel at the movies. I guess I'd read some of his reviews in syndication, but I really didn't appreciate him as much as I have since I've been here. I started reading his blog about 5 years ago, and it suddenly just dawned on me that late epiphany, I guess, but he was more than just a film critic. He was a deep thinker, and if you read his blog, which he turned into the book, just really is amazing what he did and how he could tell stories and bring to life what his life was all about. The way he wanted it studied and respected.